Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Why? Because ordinary cannot contain what you carry. That's why you all messed up and wondered and mixed up and confused, because ordinary is trying to carry what you have. And ordinary can't do it. Average can't do it. That's why people are, bored and so, anxious over stuff and from one thing to another, because average is trying to carry extraordinary. And it'll never work. It'll never work. You got to let the fire, you got to be forged in that fire. You can't wash it off. Fire's got to burn it off. Come on. You've been tested in ways that make no sense. Anybody can attest to that? Why have you been tested in ways that make no sense? You know why? Because what's in you is bigger than what's around you. Come on, somebody gonna get in touch with who they really are. And you're gonna be free. You gotta get free in your mind to who you really are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are unique. You are powerful. And the enemy don't want you to know that. You've been tested in ways that make no sense. Why? Because what you are carrying is bigger than what's around you. When you start to understand that the hard times you've been through were not punishment. See, a lot of people think when they go through hard, God mad at them. God punishing me. What did I do wrong? No, it's like the widow of Zarephath when Elijah went there, and then after the meal started to multiply, her son died. And she said, have you come to judge me for my sin? Or like when they said, why was this man born blind? Because of his parents' sins. No, it had nothing to do with that. It's actually for the glory of God. You've been tested in ways because what's in you is bigger than what's outside of you. And hard times are not, tell somebody right now, your hard times were not punishment. Tell them they were preparation. Trials and tests and fires and stuff we go through were not punishment for mistakes we made and mess ups. See, don't let the devil fool you, come and condemn you, and now you all messed up because you made a mistake and you're going through something. And No. If anything, it's God forging you. Because even with your mistakes, your mess ups, your mishaps, what they do, if fire starts, is to forge you in that fire to reveal the real you. It ain't about mistakes or stuff you get right.
Amen.
See, the world, success with the world is you getting everything right, getting everything right, getting everything right, and getting everything right. Sometimes God will have you fail forward.
Amen. Amen.
You failed into success. You failed into destiny. You messed up into your miracle.
Amen. Amen.
Are y'all hearing me? You got to free your mind. You got to get God out of the box. God doesn't operate in a linear line. God will work over here, then he'll jump over there and work. He'll work behind you. He'll work way ahead of you. He'll work up underneath you. He'll work over your head. He'll work. God is manifold. But you got to free your mind up to realize this is not a punishment. The devil wants you to think you're going through, and now you're mad with yourself. You feel shame. You feel guilty. But that that trial, that test, that forging in the fire is not punishment, is preparation.
Amen.
It's preparation. You know what? Fiery trials really, really, let me say the statement they really make. When you go through some really fiery trials, first of all, understand it's not punishment. When you go through some real fiery trials, understand this. It's proof God has trusted you with something rare, something very significant. Fiery trials are not to destroy you. The devil will try to make you think they're going to destroy you. No, tell somebody, God got you. The devil tries to convince you that it's going to destroy you. You're not going to make it. It's all over with. This is the end. The devil is a liar. Hard times are not punishment, challenge, testing time. Even if you messed up, even if you got it right. You know, the Lord said, you know, when you suffer for it and you do wrong, you know, that's justified. But there's a time you'll suffer and you did right.
Amen. Amen.
So what's the difference?
Amen.
It suffered.
Amen.
But we go back and we try to get it all straight. No, no, it had nothing to do with that. It's not a punishment. It's a forging. Whatever way it comes. Are you hearing me? Why? Because you are a destiny. You are a purpose here. Yeah, I love to say this. You know, God is the lawgiver. He not only loves and is love, but he's above love. Matter of fact, he said God loves who he chooses. And then it says, he said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. How can God hate when he's love? Because he's above the law.
Amen.
He's the lawgiver.
Yes.
He'll have mercy on who he wants to have mercy on. Somebody that don't deserve any mercy, God could have mercy on them. And somebody that deserves mercy and don't find any mercy. Let me say this again. Hard times, fiery trials are not punishment, but preparation. Oftentimes there are proof God has trusted you with something very rare. You know, you know, sometimes we need to understand, like, things that are rare or are very valuable are not easily found. In other words, something rare or something very valuable. Let me say it this way. You ain't gonna find no gold sitting on nobody's, you know, sitting in somebody's front yard, just gold all in their front yard, or even diamonds. You know, those things have to be dug, searched for. Why? They're of value. They're of value. Listen, the crown that God's gonna have you wear, it costs something. Don't just go after the crown. Go after the character.
Amen.
That will allow you to keep the crown. Because see, if you get the crown without character, it'll break your neck. It'll be too heavy for you. See, what we need to understand, what God is bringing us into, the church, the global church, the last days church, he's bringing us into a place of, I'll call it the forerunners. He's bringing us into a weighty place where what we carry is going to be very weighty, the kavod, the glory. And that weight, the only way you can stand under that weight is to have the character that will match it.
Amen.
And see, that character is developed in the dark.
Amen.
David was developed to be the king. He got anointed to be the king, but he had to go back to the sheepfold. He was right with the sheep. But he was anointed because there had to be a developing so that he could wear that crown. He had to deal with a Goliath. He had to deal with a Saul in order to be able to carry the weight of what was coming. Amen. This is why it's important for you to be able to identify and discover the real you. Because the real you will be able to carry it. The you that the world has defined may not be able to carry it. Let me say something about your birthday. Your earthly birthday. We all like celebrating birthdays, I think. But your earthly birthday is not your beginning. I'm in trouble now, ain't I? Your earthly birthday is not your beginning. Your earthly birthday is your entry point into time. Remember, there's a part of you that's eternal. There's eternity and here's time. Your birthday was your entry point into time. And so here we are in time, but we are eternal beings. Can we all agree, even if you don't agree, don't say nothing, but can we all agree that our origin is in eternity?
Amen.
Amen. I know you don't hear this much. You know, I'm sure there are others that may speak on these type of things, but our origin is not just when we were in the womb. See, you got to go beyond. Once you begin to open your finite to the infinite, because your spirit is infinite. You know, your spirit, the Holy Spirit in your spirit, this is why we're called His witnesses. I wasn't at the cross. Holy Spirit was there. So the Spirit within me can reveal to me just what happened at the cross. It bears witness with my spirit. This is truth. Now, let's take it a little further. This same Holy Spirit was the same Spirit brooding upon the face of the waters when there was all destruction. And God said, light be. And Holy Spirit caused light to come. Can you imagine? That same Spirit is in our spirit. There's a human spirit, then there's Holy Spirit. That's why being born again, we're born again. This natural is born again. Now, even people that are not born again, there's an eternal part of them.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Most any teacher will tell you that a good demonstration will increase the effect